Following the announcement that no police officers would be charged in the killing of Breonna Taylor, protesters in Portland took to the street last night. The police killings of Taylor, George Floyd, and other black people spurred thousands to protest against racial injustice and police brutality this summer in Portland, Maine's largest city. The frequency of protests has dwindled, but as Willis Ryder Arnold reports, organizers are looking to advance their agenda in other ways.
Protesters chanted outside the Portland Police Department headquarters Wednesday night in a scene that's been repeated many times over the summer. A number of groups have organized to further the Black Lives Matter cause. Activist Christiana Marvare says protests are intended to keep attention on racial inequity and injustice.
People are really waking up. People are seeing the ways that people are disenfranchised in this city and they want to see change.
Black Lives Matter Portland wasn't directly involved in Wednesday's protest, but it is one group that helped plan events this summer. The group is now working on other ways to address systemic racism, like pressuring the city council directly to reduce its budget for policing and to invest more in health and human services. They also pushed the city to ban facial recognition software, which has been shown to disproportionately affect women of color. Although BLM Portland members say that the council could have taken a stronger stance, the city adopted a modified ban.
Having facial recognition being removed from the equation whenever people are trying to exercise their, their rights as American citizens, it's a big deal.
The group also launched efforts to address disparities in access to educational tools and school supplies, which disproportionately affect children of color.
The children that are going to be the ones that have to go back to school are the ones whose parents aren't able to work from home. They're the ones that are, not able to take the time to make sure that they have, a computer, Wi-Fi, things like that.
BLM Portland also advocated for a commission to reevaluate the city charter in order to eventually eliminate the city manager position. A ballot question on the issue is now moving forward. But the group continues to push the city for greater reforms, like examining housing support and city planning. A protester earlier in the year spoke on the matter of redlining, a form of lending discrimination that can prevent communities from growth.
The redlining stuff, it's real. There's highways that divide the rich area and the poor areas. Look at Kennedy Park. There's a highway, and then there's North Deering.
In response to the protests, Portland councilors passed a resolution this summer to establish a racial equity commission to evaluate and make recommendations on how the city can better address issues of systemic racism. Mayor Kate Snyder says that's a starting point.
We've intentionally expanded the kind of universe of people who are going to end up feeling responsible for what we do next.
Efforts to reduce the city's police budget have had limited results. This week, the council approved a decrease of approximately 3% from last year, part of which came from activist pressure to eliminate some school resource officers. Snyder says she doesn't believe an immediate and drastic shift of funding from police to other social services is the answer. She says social services make up a large part of the city's budget, which has to be looked at globally.
That's the way to do the work, in my opinion. It's to say, look, we have this ongoing conversation that's super important. Our budget is our, is the prevailing policy document for the city of Portland. How are we managing that?
Despite some of the city's tepid responses to their priorities, BLM organizers are undeterred. They say they're approaching racial equity strategically, applying pressure where needed, and organizing around some upcoming November elections. Marvare says the fight for a more inclusive society will be a better one for all.
If we are including Black, trans, women who are disabled and low income, a white person who owns a business, up down east, they're automatically going to benefit from those things. When we're including everybody, everybody benefits.
As BLM Portland continues applying political pressure, other demonstrations and marches are likely in the future. Another group scheduled a protest for Saturday outside Portland City Hall. For Maine Public Radio, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.